The impact on a church. There aren't too many churches who have a pastor who is right behind including people with disabilities in their church program. But Taupo Baptist has not just one, but two such pastors. The senior pastor, Keith Harrington, tells about their experiences. The impact on our church of our involvement with those with disabilities has been manifold. There is now a growing degree of acceptance of differences in our services. People comment if our joy ministry folk are missing. Those with disability are uninhibited in worship, which helps free our relatively conservative worship expression. A year or so back, the joy ministries led the congregation in This Little Light of Mine, and the place just took off in worship. It was great to experience. We are seeing more and more folk involved in the quarterly joy ministry services. I think as a church we are finding the joy in diversity and are growing in love for people. We are more diverse and healthier for it. I think that those with obvious disability, by being part of our service, helps others come to terms with their own struggles more easily, that none of us is perfect. It reinforces the grace culture. I am sure some visitors come and are put off by seeing so many with disabilities, and so don't come back. That is why you really have to understand what you are doing and why you are doing it, and that there might be a cost. At times they can create noise and disturbance. However, others come and love what they see, and it reinforces their desire to want to come back. Some find it a culture shock to start with, as they have not been exposed to people with disabilities before. Sometimes children and adults can be a little intimidated by some of our folk and need to be gently educated. Pastor Wendley Emsley continues, "We are really careful about how much to push, but the funny thing is that now, because they feel that they belong, the joy ministry people make it happen anyway. They sign up for everything. So, for example, if you are the person running the light party, then you have to find places for the joy ministry people. As a visitor, you are quite likely to be welcomed by a joy ministry's person, and when, during communion, we ask for volunteers to help distribute it, they are up the front way before anyone else. I think that a lot of their involvement is because they just love to feel like they belong as part of us, just like anyone else. The need for belonging is a very basic one. Last year we baptized a person who couldn't read, write, or express himself verbally like most other people, and there's a lovely photos of this above on this page. We used pictures and asked simple questions of him, to which he was able to respond. I think that experience opened the eyes of many of our people that the Holy Spirit can speak to anyone. We are learning that having the joy ministry people as part of our congregation is a gift to us. They lead us in so many ways: enthusiasm, uninhibition, simple obedience, and no masks. They have taught us that it's okay to be broken, and actually, once you accept that, you have a lot more freedom to accept yourself and others. We are learning that we need them just as much as they need us. And there's a nice photo of these pastors on the page.